The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man, and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Are you not concerned with anyone's opinion? And for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the tax." They handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. This Gospel story is a classic example of how people attempt to muddy up religion and add things to it that don't belong. Judaism does not allow images. For example, they would not allow the stations, the statues that we have, etc. Judaism only uses signs and symbols. Now, the Roman coin on one side had a picture of Julius Caesar, and on the other side, a picture of the Roman goddess Roma. The Hebrew people would not use that coin. And so Herod minted another coin for them that just had signs and symbols on it. And that's what they were to be using. And so when Jesus asks them to give me a coin, what does the hypocrite pull out of his pocket? Not the Hebrew coin, but the Roman coin. Jesus keeps trying to tell them over and over again, religion is basically pretty simple. It's about loving God and about loving one another. And yet they want to add all this silliness to it. They want to add guilt. They want to lay burdens on people. And the more Jesus keeps trying to tell them the truth, the more determined they are to put him to death. Pope Francis is trying to tell the church the same thing today, that religion is basically pretty simple. It's about loving God and loving one another. And the more he says it, the more the opposition rises up against him. 2 weeks ago, over 200 Americans, including a bishop, signed a document saying that Pope Francis is a heretic. Why? Because he's trying to tell them to simplify religion and push all the silliness out of it. Remember, Jesus Christ never said, "If you don't go to Mass on Sunday, you'll burn in hell." Jesus Christ never said, "If you practice birth control, you'll burn in hell." But Jesus did say, "I was hungry. Did you feed me? Naked. Did you clothe me? I was alone and ill and frightened. Did you comfort me?" Amen.